do is to use our imagination to create a symphony of light. So as you bring forth the light, you may experience light, you may experience technicolor, could be color, could be sound, it could be like fireworks, light explosion. It could be none of that, and it's just your intentional forthcoming. So in other words, what we intend is what we create, is what we manifest. When we intend richness of development, richness of springtime, that is, I recognize that there are more tones, there's more to me, there are more, when I say tones, I've got these symbols. So it's increasing our relevance, increasing our exposure, increasing our, it's just imagine that you're a vocalist and your range is expanding, or you have psychic vision and suddenly you see more is developing. Or you really want to open your heart and you really just want to, but you just don't understand how. So we're tapping in to extraordinary happenings, developments. Now, extraordinary in terms of our conscious awareness, so where we believe we are. So just imagine a place card, just imagine a marker. So where we are defines our moment, defines our reality, defines our adventure. But we have the ability to bring forth higher broadcast, higher visioning, higher truths in regular measure. So regular measure is, it'll keep increasing, it'll keep expanding, it'll keep flowering. So when I say flowering, I literally have like a lotus flower that's continuing to flower, that's continuing to open up in further extremity of likeness. In other words, we're going beyond past pretense. So just imagine a door opening, and we're moving into that door. We're sliding into, you can imagine this to be a future timeline, a future self, a parallel reality, whatever pleasures you, whatever pleasures you. This isn't about sacrifice to reach the mountaintop. This isn't about doing without. This is about explosion. This is about understanding that life is happening through us as we will invite it in. So this is, I don't need it to repeat from yesterday. I don't need it to be a continuous fashion. So we normally experience our life in a very small vision, a very small capacity. And so we it's like a continuous format. So the linear, first this, then that. As we will, they're saying like double our efforts. Double our efforts means that when I'm seeing these, like, you know how they say that, how do I explain this? It's sort of like time kind of weaves in and out, and it kind of folds on itself. And this is how, like, you just grow when this quantum expansion or quantum field where it kind of fall. I know this sounds a little strange, but instead of it being like linear, like a whole line, it's actually folding up just the way you would fold up a carpet or some clothing, where the folds makes it easier to come on board. So what we're dropping is the mind that says it has to be tedious, that it has to be cumbersome. You know, it's just miles and miles, hours and hours of training. What we're doing is allowing spontaneous return. Now it's return, it's not development, it's return. Because again, we're already engaged in this higher lifestyle, in this higher knowing. We're outside of time. We're beyond the ego already. So what we're doing is sponsoring our return, sponsoring our alignment and what would be the word, like beautification. Now, the reason I don't have the English words, is because I'm receiving this beyond time. Now, this is how I know where we are, because we're all there. So what we're receiving, what we're conceiving, is a lifetime of possibilities. In other words, each of us agreed to bring forth this arrival. We came into this timeline. Now, you want to rethink of yourself as a time traveler. It's not like you followed one consecutive lifetime, first Cro-Magnon man or whatever, that we're coming in essence from a future status, We're inserting ourselves in this like time of potentiality, and we're choosing to awaken. Now, it's for us to trust our higher self in terms of what that entails. For some of us, we're just going to suddenly, truly open up to awaken awareness. For some of us, that's not what's required, because the leaders who we are needed at all branches of life. So in other words, every region, every vibration, every grouping that needs leadership, here, this is what you're learning. Let me show you, let me demonstrate, let me represent. So the more that we can trust our own evolved status, in other words, where we're going, we're not trying to be like another. We're opening up to our own destiny. Now, this destiny is far-reaching. So whatever you were envisioning that you were, they're saying store-bought. So this would be taught by prior generations. It's going to be limiting, not due to any fault of another, but simply because we haven't understood our far-reaching potential. So there's an aspect of us that still wants to limit what's in store for us. That's what we're attending today. That's what we're coming. They're saying like coming undone. So I see myself like opening up a present and there's like a ribbon. So coming undone, loosening the strings, removing the hardware. In other words, removing all of that, just the facts, ma'am. So when we grow in a quantum fashion, the facts are irrelevant, because we're attuning to God's symphony, to God's laws, spiritual laws. So this is outside of time. This is outside, you can call it a matrix. But again, you want to remember, it's not in an outer. It's not like Big Brother, dark forces, opposing political party. There's no other that's constraining us. All of this represents our own, they're saying that our own preview. In English, what we ingested, what we decided was fact. So somewhere along, these are the facts, this is what Earth's about. Oh, okay. And so we agreed. Now, there's no error that we agreed. We came in here to take on the hardware, to take on the harness, to take on the limitation. Because as we lend our blessing, as we permit, remember the explosion. Now, when I see explosion, I literally see like a star being birthed. So all this is us. We're permitting that new tomorrow. And so every issue that we have elected to tackle, to solve in this lifetime, we did on occasion. In other words, it was supposed to be that way. This, because we're bringing forth the answer, we're bringing forth the demonstration. Because as we lend our light in fellowship, remember there's no separation. As we come to our quickening, well then guess what? Everyone in the collective that needs that next step, that needs that next sequencing, it's like a key sequencing, we offer. So coming here just as an avatar is not enough. We come in like into the mechanics of consciousness and we breathe a sigh of relief. So what we're doing is we're entering into our vehicle. This is going to be our energy bodies. we're entering into our vehicle with new instruction, with new apparatus. So remember, we don't have to go through more decades, more years. They're saying months are of our choosing. So how many months? How many months will it take? Well, when will you give your consent to expand? Now that means we let go. We let go of control, defenses, resentments, judgment, guilt, fear, on and on. So it may seem like, oh, well then, I don't even know if this will help me. Because we think it's a linear problem to be solved. Well, I'm gonna need many, many pages, many, many groups. Well, only if you decide you will. Because we're the ones that prolong the inevitable. And the inevitable is the atonement already has occurred. We already are in our heart, a heart-centered consciousness. We already are. What we're doing is we're collapsing the need for time. We're shortening that timeline. And we're doing it because, again, this is why we arrived. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive the freedom from our burdens, there's no accident we had the burden. So we want to stop arguing, resisting, yelling at, crying over the burdens. We elected them. We each came into different walks of life, different family groupings, to take on the burdens, to then bring forth the explosion of true memory, the explosion of true happening. So the memory is from before time again, who we are in our true essence. Now, depending on your psychic privilege, you will receive that differently. You may suddenly see yourself in another dimensional reality. You may suddenly feel peace. You may suddenly feel fear because the next thing to be released is surfacing. So some of us, they're showing me the card Suffering Silence. Some of us assume all is lost because you wake up with anxiety. Well, that's because you've hit exactly where you're about to have your breakthrough and you've made it conscious rather than have it be unconscious. So it's very important that we show up equipped in each and every moment. In other words, the more that we understand that we have the advantage to life, that we're bringing forth a renewal. What seems like we're regressing is actually an accelerated achievement. So how we treat ourselves, our own perception of self, is what's going to make the difference. They're asking each of us to begin. So for me, I see myself pretty as a peacock because peacock is enlightenment for me. And so when I recognize to myself to be that enlightened one, it's not about as a personal identity, and it's not about what anyone else thinks. What that does for me is it reminds me of my wholeness. It reminds me that I'm bringing forth from that antiquated relevance back into truest self, truest value. And I've got the keys. So for each of us, you may see yourself in light. You may see Moses standing by your side. Whatever steps forward, you may just see colors. Someone just has this like beautiful color show going on. We want to commit this to memory. In other words, so each time you get, like they're saying fussy, use fussy. The reason being, we don't have a lot of attachment. We don't pay a lot of like consternation or bitterness towards self. Because the ego tags along and is always ready to stop the motion. Huh, I'm moving a little too fast today. Let's slow it down a little bit. So if we're just fussy, it's like, it's no big deal. We can get through that. And so again, you're bringing forth your higher harmonics. For me, I'm pretty as a peacock. So whatever it is for each of us, it's our touchstone. Some of us, you know, have like obsidian stone or whatever. It's like our touchstone to remind us of our new direction, of our forward moment, of forward movement, excuse me, of our forward placement. So as you will receive yourself with delight, this is the explosion. This is the new tomorrow. This is your gazing at your true relevance, who you are outside of time. This is the energy, this is the alignment, this is the engagement that we are permitting to allow to function as us, to bring forth the new codes of indication. So when I have light codes that are being activated, it's like, well, what's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is how I receive and perceive myself and all others. Because as I open up to my greatness, and they said, get ready, because people are going to have an issue with that word, greatness. Some of us are afraid of getting stoned if we acknowledge our greatness. Oh, you don't want to. And greatness is not egoic. Greatness is not, I'm better than. It's recognizing who we are in the plural. All of us, unified self. They're saying, allow that to stand. In other words, allow that energy, that word, that concept to percolate, to circulate, to remain. If there's greatness, well, then all problems are ready to be solved. Not from the old approach. So we're not trying to drag along the linear problem-solving, linear lifestyle. Remember the explosion. We're waking up to new tomorrow. Stars are being born, activated. New insights, new lifestyles, new gestures. So as we will receive these keys, we open up to a storehouse of revelation, of love, of prosperity. And the prosperity is allowing our true selves to be birthed, to be lived as us. And from this expanded nature, we create a new world. Excuse me, a new symphony, a new destination. So this is where we're working with our inner chambers and bringing forth, something harmonics, energy, light, toning, colors. Because remember, we're all frequency. Whatever is in your life reflects the frequency that you've evolved to. And what we're allowing is the richness of expansion, who we agreed in this incarnation to be present as. So as we allow this energy to shift all matters, you may have five people in a group and you look at them tomorrow and it's like, I need five different people, or I don't even need this group. We allow our higher self to come with, in other words, to play through as us, to create new opportunities, releasing, they're saying tag along. It's sort of like when we have an investment, but I worked all day yesterday in writing that new song. Well, I have a new song today. So we want to stay committed to the now moment rather than past being 5 minutes ago. The now moment, new tomorrow. Let us receive with delight. Let us receive with entitlement. Again, entitlement is plural. It's not you being special. It's you witnessing what all can expect. Previewing, demonstrating, permitting, allowing. Let us receive. And as we're receiving, we're allowing those changes to begin. Everything is in the now moment. When we say yes, when we consent, what was set up for us based on the frequency before we arrived to this grouping is being rearranged. Due to our intention, due to our consent, due to our readiness, what we will allow, what we will permit. Receive in good measure. Awesome.